Regular Israel, we meant to sell our sukkah the other ones. V'ekpidu Torah l'Torah was marked, but they have a regular type. So therefore, yesh shem l'voy apostle. If it has another nickname to it, another name on it, or Greek hysop, that's possible. But behind these birds over here, l'nishtanu shumon kodim matan Torah, the names did not change before Matan Torah. Meaning by Matan Torah, they were always called the same Turim. So only later on, the people called their name to get to its place. So now we don't see the Torah as makbet upon. So therefore, those words are still kosher. Rashi says, "Hugain ezov ubosa Torah vekpidu hugain ezov shehis ikirosa Torah bekamam mekaymos lo nishbad lo namikva lichtav ezov b'shem levoya." The Torah never used another nickname to it. Sashma mina kfeidu mashenkein. These birds, since it wasn't there before Matan Torah, it does happen later on. So we don't see the Torah as makbet upon the names. Therefore, the birds are still kosher. Rava says like this: Rava Amar, Hani Kuvshanu Tzusino. These type of birds, these Turim, is Biasrayu Stomakolu. In their own city, they call it just a regular Turim, a regular dove. So in other places, they call it. So therefore, it's not really called the nickname. Means Biasrayu Stomakolu. In their own place, it's only called a regular dove. Therefore, it's kosher. Amar Rav Yehuda, do this like this. Hani kaze divei chufim. Rashi says chagovim. These are grasshoppers. Hani kaze divei chufim. You find these grasshoppers by divei chufim. Those type of grasshoppers are by the rushes. So it's kosher. Then it's a theory. Those grasshoppers are also. The Amr Ravina says not only a suffix whether it's grasshopper or not by divei karvi, but it's a vada iser. And therefore, makinu nalayu, you'll even get malchus wherever he's from it. Mishum sherutzayf. Rav Yomer, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says this: Tzardo is the name of birds. This type of a bird, it's Tzardo, Shorik, you'll not eat it. Barda also, the bird that's called Barda is also to eat. V'shemnech, what's the thing to remember? Bar minei, remember, in order to remember this, think of an expression like a bar from it, like bar minei, excluding this one. So same word, bardo, like bar minei, means excluding this one. So the bardo, that's the one that's also. Bar minei. Now mardo, what about the bird called mardo? That's a sveka, that's a sveka, whether it's a kosher bird or a trefa bird. Omer Rav Asi, Shmoyne sveka, saying there are eight different type of birds, that's a sveka, whether they're kosher teed or not. Shmoyne sveka saying, that's the choyva, the chuga, the suga, Vihanuga, Tushlamei, Umada, Kuchilna, Ubanavcha. These eight birds are Svekis, whether they're kosher or not. Someone says, Maisvekayu, what's the subject about these things? Oifas Tahirim, Kukavin, Niklav. The kosher birds, the Kukavin, the type of the stomach by them, it can be peeled off. Utumeim, but a bird is Tomei, and Kukavon, and Niklav. Their Kukavin cannot be peeled off. Now, behind these eight birds, Kukavon and Nikla Visakino, that you have to use a knife to peel it off. It doesn't come off Stamazoi. You have to use a knife. If so, that's the stuff where this is called a bar, Nikla for not. The verse says, Vuhi Bar Azza. There was once a duck. The heavy day mashmul, blown to mashmul. The heavy called Maklev Kukavonei. He wasn't able to peel off the skin around his kukavin. V'yayisvei b'shimusha, and he put it into the sun. He let it stay in the sun, got it hot. V'chivun the water, once it softened up, ikluf, it came off well. So maybe he also, these eight birds also, his stomach could leave in the sun and come off well. And even though without the sun it was hard. So he said, no, hosom, ki rofi ikluf b'yodei. These, is that over there, that duck, once it softened up, you can peel it off with your hands. But Hocha Bayas Alpha Gav the rough, even though these eight birds become hot, become soft, Leniklav still you cannot peel it off with a knife. That's a selfie if that's called a cimentor or not. Omra Bayabai said this, Tarnagurla the Agmo, if you have the chicken that lives by Agmo in the swamps, so Chad Mishman is Trekis, so it's also one of the eight doubts whether it's kosher or not. V'hainu Marda, that's the bird called Marda. Omer HaPapa, Tarnagol Diagmo Asiro, the Tarnagol from this Tridagmo is like a Rosatit. Tarnagol to Diagmo, so says Tarnagol Diagmo Asiro. The male from the Agma swamps are trafe. Tarnagol to the female, the hen, Diagma Shore, that's Mutter. The Simnech Esos, remember this? Amoini Vloy Amoinis. That only an Amoini is also to marry them, and not an Amoinis. An Amoinis is Mutter. So the female is Mutter, and the male is also. Dorosh Mremer. Mremer dashing like this. Tanagol to the Yagma, the female from the Yagma, from the swamps, Asira Tzosa Tidit, he dashing the other way. Tanagol to Yod was also. And that's also. So Chaziu the Dors of Yochlo. He saw the way it seized the other animals, its food, and ate that way. That was a simin trefa. V'hainu Girusa, that's the bird called Girusa. Omer Rav Shovel. So Rav said this, Omer Rav Shovel. Again, Omer Rav Shovel and Dafto, this type of a bird. The Shovel and Dafto, Shori, he holds you not eat it. Pirus and after, this type of the bird, the pirus and after is also. What's the simin? That pirus we show you, remember the thing, the wicked pirus, that's treif. Omarafuna, bunya shori, this bird called bunya is muta, pruza also. But the bird called pruza, that's also. Prua is also. What's the simin? Pru yamgusha. Remember this thing, the magician called Purua. That he's treif, like, therefore this bird is also treif. Omra Parapapa says, Mordo zogid v'ochel shari. He says, the mordo, so it depends. If it stands straight up and eats, that's permissible. That's okay. Omra Parapa, mordo zogid, if it eats standing up, v'ochel, zogid v'ochel, eats standing up, shari, it's muta. Zogid v'ochel, but if it has to bend down and eats, v'ochel, that's also. So nech, what's him to remember? Don't bow down to another ale. That's a simit that bows down is treif. Now, Omar Shmuel says, Shas Yechamro, Mashmuel, the bird what that drinks wine is Asira. That bird is also. Senecha, the simit to remember is Shri Yayin is Psulun Li Avoida. For the kind that drinks wine is possible to do the Avoida. So this type of a bird that drinks wine is also possible, is also treif. The Yomar Shmuel says, Mazgo Chamro Asiro, a bird also, that like mixes the wine. Mazgo, he mixes the wine, but it's a different type of bird, he drinks it that way. So, again, Mazgo Chamro Asiro, but Bas Mazgo Chamro Shari. But the daughter of the one that mixes it, that's already Mutta. The Senech and the Semine is Yosef Kerchabem Mekerchav, and sometimes the son is better off than the mother. Rashi says, Bas Mazga, not that it really means the daughter. But how could it be if the mother's treif, how could the daughter be kosher? Chesma says, yes, Shemo, that's the name of this type of a bird. So, remember, this type of a bird, that's treif. And that's the call. So, it's good if that's the name of this bird called Bas Mazga, that's Sharon. That's just assuming, Senech, Yavakarechabem, Mikoyachav. Alright, we'll stop here.